Paul, are you happy with how your team stuck with it and didn't get frustrated after?
Pretty consistent right through. We didn't, when you're not scoring and you're getting chances, you watch for changes in your offensive game. And, you always want to feel from the bench, maybe you could shoot the puck a little bit more. But we were picking some pretty good open lanes to make passes, so we liked the puck control as well. But I thought we were consistent with it and didn't come off our game.
It's two games in a row with Kyle Connor scoring the OT winner. What's he doing so well right now?
He's played a lot of good games. But the game in Carolina, he doesn't score, plays exceptionally well. And I think he was really working hard all that stretch. He had a little block there where he wasn't scoring. Seems to me he's relaxed a little bit when the puck's on his stick, and confidence for skilled, even for any player, but it's such an important thing and it can't be given to anybody. You get one and all of a sudden you get that good feeling, and then you attach that good feeling to some really good play. He'd been playing very, very well and not scoring, so he wasn't very far off it, and a little bit of confidence, away he goes.
Like the way that Patrick looked tonight?
I think he's really, really good. Fire a couple shots off his ankle tomorrow in practice. Be my shot, so it won't hurt him.
On the line A note, I spent the first period wondering if he was pushing off his left foot as well as he normally does. And the second period, thinking it looked pretty good. So what did you see from him in his skating today?
I was standing in front of him in the morning skate. He went flying by me. I hadn't seen that before, so I knew he was going to be all right tonight. He was fine. He's probably got other things that are causing him more issues, and that's, we've got a number of players dealing with more significant things, as every team does.
There was a play earlier in the overtime where Blake Wheeler had a chance to try to turn the corner on somebody. Might have been 50-50 with his speed. He might have been able to do it, but he reversed, and I'm wondering, is that strategic? Is it new, or was that just a decision that happened?
We just tried to take a little risk out of our 3-on-3 game and put some patience into it. When you look at the losses earlier in the year, we tried to put a puck into the inside, so not. And if we had made the play, we were 2-on-1 or we were in alone, it was really good, but we didn't make the play and it was in the back of our net. So I don't think we've been very, very far off 3-on-3. It's exciting, but I don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about it either. We've got good players. We'll win games in the overtime.
I asked both Blake and Mark how you keep from getting frustrated when you dominate a game like that and they're right in it. They both kind of looked at me like I was crazy because they were doing something.
A little bit. That's the word anyway.
But I'm not crazy, am I?
No, it's a good question. So players feed on doing good things, right? When the team's playing right and it looks right, they can stay in that game for a long time. Patty was saying some things in Finnish that may have been frustration. Nobody knows. But other than that, we like the way we're playing. So there wasn't a feeling that we needed to change something to get more. As a matter of fact, that's what most of the players are on the bench are saying. Don't change a thing. Just keep doing what we're doing.
So what does it say about a team that has the maturity to approach a situation like that?
It's an unusual game. You go back to our Nashville game, we lost Stastny in warm-up, and we didn't look right for about 10 minutes, right? By that time, the games were in real trouble. They lose Getzlaff and before the game, it changes things. We were real good tonight. Hard time assessing the other team. They weren't as good as they normally are. It says that we were skated well and we didn't try to change the game when we weren't scoring. We were pretty disciplined with our game, but I don't think this win carries any more weight than maybe the last one or any other one.
So you have 22, 21... your old 28 goal scorers and Patrick, who's over 40. Can you ever remember having a team with that youth? And can you think of playing a team? Are there examples in your career of seeing a team that can rely on that young of scorers?
Seen good young players. It seems to me, and I don't have the stats to this, there's just more of it, right? There's more young players, big impact, big skill. I think the change in the rules in 2006 started all of this. Let it happen, with where if you can really skate, you're going to have a chance to play. You don't have to wait 3 years to put 20 pounds on. That was the big change, and it took a while for all the drafts to start coming through, but now we're We're seeing brilliant young skaters come in, and they're not getting clubbed to death on the way down the ice, so they have a chance to be that good. I'm trying to think if we totaled up all the offense of all the teams I've ever coached, if you'd match those three guys. So, no, haven't seen that.
Paul, it's just a number, 100, but you're up to 100 points now. Does it mean anything? And would you have signed up for that at the beginning of the season if someone would have just said you could have 100 points now?
Yeah, you'd take that number. You'd be pleased with it. There's not really a place for us to reflect. We're right in the middle of the season. We've played well. I think we've played well.
Paul, is there an update on Toby, who wasn't able to finish the game?
Yeah, he got tangled up there in the neutral zone. Precautionary for us. We pulled him. We're not putting anybody on the ice right now that we're all worried about, and that includes Patty. I mean, there wasn't much to worry about him playing tonight. I wouldn't have put him in if there was. He may well play the next game. I don't know. We won't know until tomorrow. Don't think it's significant.
Just tangled up, or did you mind the hit?
I'd be all right with it. Yeah, there were other things I was more concerned about on the ice than that one. We do not have time. All right.